The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
Let's move to the subject of mortgages. Martina Hennessy, the Managing Director of Doddle.ie, is with us. And Martina, tell us about your survey, which suggests that some people are paying twice as much in interest rates as others on their mortgages.
So that's correct, Matt. So the gap between the highest and the lowest mortgage interest rate in the market has really stretched to a record high. The highest rate is now double the lowest rate. So the lowest rate in the market starts at 3.45, but rates go right up to over 7%, which has led to huge savings that can be made for those who review their mortgage rate and who switch where it makes sense to do so.
Okay, but how difficult is it to switch? Because particularly some of the people who are with the non-bank lenders who have seen their mortgage moved have found that they've been unable to switch to another lender.
So those with loan servicing firms, as opposed to say non-bank lenders, but loan servicing firms have absolutely struggled where they might have had an issue in the past in servicing the mortgage or their arrears on the mortgage. It's not so easy to switch. Most lenders look for 12 months at minimum clear repayments on a mortgage. They don't like where loans are warehoused or currently or in the past. So they need to see that track of clear repayments on the mortgage. The same rules apply when you're taking out a mortgage as when you're switching. So the lenders have to do that due diligence to make sure that there's, you know, a clean CCO or credit check on your report for at least the last 12 months before you can switch.
So yeah, sorry, Martina, then it strikes me that if people are struggling to pay, in some cases, thousands of euros a month more because they've been charged that higher interest rate than they would be on a lower rate, well, surely that's the reason why they're in financial trouble. That's the reason why they need to move. And if they were able to move on to a fairer rate, they'd be able to meet their monthly repayments.
Absolutely, Matt, don't disagree with that. And I suppose the big thing for the banks who are taking on the new mortgage is that they have to look at they have to do an assessment like they would for any mortgage holder who's taking out a mortgage or looking to switch to make sure that they're happy that the mortgage is in a position that it could be repaid, that the applicant is not in arrears, that they're not in an arrangement. So that absolutely can result in those people who need to reduce their rates the most being caught up with the loan servicing firms and being unable to switch their mortgage. That is in fact the case, yes.
And there are a lot of people paying how much more perhaps than they would have been a year ago and how much more than a similar person and a similar mortgage and a similar house?
Yeah, so absolutely. So if you take the non-bank lenders who are, say, ICS Finance Ireland, so Finance Ireland was a standard variable rate of 7.15%. And where those rates were really competitive with Finance Ireland, ICS, the non-bank lenders, perhaps 2 years ago, due to increased funding costs for those lenders, rates have gone over the 7%. So somebody who was rolling off a fixed rate, an attractive fixed rate that would have been 2.5%, say, 2 years ago, with those lenders are now rolling onto those much higher rates. And if they switch, if we take an average mortgage, which we did in our index of 309,500, if that mortgage holder switched to another lender and offered a rate of 3.6%, they would save over €650 per month or 7,800 per annum by switching.
Could it be as well, though, there are many people paying too much on their mortgage because they're not, for example, taking out a green mortgage, even though their house may be eligible for it if they were to switch, or that they haven't realised that the loan-to-value ratio entitles them to a cheaper mortgage?
Yeah, so those who can save really big at the moment are those with those stronger building energy ratings. The lowest rate on the market is 3.45%, and there's 94% of all new builds that were built since 2017 have A ratings. So, your B or cert is valid for 10 years. And then last year, there was a 90% increase in green personal loans. So, you know, there's so many people that have mortgages that are eligible for green rates but aren't seeking them out. And again, they're the strongest winners when you look at switching because you can reduce your rates so substantially. And also some lenders like Avant Money, the Spanish lender, have stronger loan to value. So where your loan to value is sub 80%, they offer you a better rate. So where you've built up equity in your home of 20% or more. The other area where you can get stronger rates is where, you know, you've a mortgage level of 250,000 or more, they're classed as high value mortgage rates. So all of those, there's a huge market out there that can access the green rates, the stronger loan to value rates because of property price inflation over the last number of years. And also those who have what's classed as that higher value mortgage rate or mortgage level of 250,000 plus. There's big opportunities for those people to save by switching right now.
Thank you very much, Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of Doddle.ie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.